Now on Talking Horses Insider Insights.
Seamus Mills was in the thick of the action on Caulfield Guineas Day, and he joins us this week for Insider Insights. How are you, Seamus?
Very good, Joe. Yourself?
Good. It was an important day for you yesterday. You had a fair role to play.
I did have a little bit of interest there. Bred a couple of the runner in the guineas and the runner in the 1,000 guineas, but no joy, unfortunately. Anyway, it was nice to have some involvement.
Superb racing, wasn't it, and great atmosphere?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Fantastic racing, and I guess this is these are the days that we wait for all through football season, and fantastic atmosphere out there, great weather, and some really good racing, which I'm sure will be an important day to look back on in future days as well.
It was important to see a race day like Caulfield Guineas Day yesterday get off to the flyer that it did, especially in the wake of the rather unsavoury headlines that we've all had to face into this week involving Darren Weir. I mean, it's just not been good for racing whatsoever. It's placed the image of the sport, particularly in the eyes of the non-converted, in not such a great light. But yesterday sort of flew in the face of that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you know, I think the sport faces some challenges. I am 100% convinced that the vast majority of participants absolutely love their animals. And, you know, I think yesterday and the industry as a whole need to showcase that.
How do we do this, Seamus, in your view?
Look, in my view, there's a few different avenues. I do think that the public need to be aware of the number of horses that are rehomed, re-educated, which are the vast majority. I think as simple as sort of bringing the country to town, so to speak. I think at every race meeting, they should bring in a lot of these horses. You know, there's lots of people who would be more than happy, I'm sure, to bring in their polo ponies and their show horses and their hacks. And I just think that people should see it. The race goers should see it. You know, where these horses are and what they're doing in their life after racing.
It's a frightening fact, isn't it? Those charges that were read out concerning Darren Weir, I don't even want to repeat them, and that's not avoiding the reality of this, but they really are horrific, the charges and what they imply about how trainers can potentially treat their animals.
Look, I 100% couldn't agree more, and I think that this will continue to play out during the spring carnival. I do think that, obviously, you know, they're trying to sell newspapers, that these things create headlines, grab headlines, and I'm sure that there'll be more headlines as the spring goes on, perhaps as any videos and other evidence comes out. So I'm sure this is you know, certainly not the end of it, and whilst I feel that the there should be zero tolerance on these things. As I said before, I do think that 99% of participants absolutely adore their animals, and I think that that shouldn't be lost in all of this. And I think the industry, you know, certainly should do more to make the general public aware of it.
Interestingly, there's been a lot of conversation around the timing of the announcement of these charges. In my view, there's never a good time to announce this, spring carnival or not.
Yeah, look, there's certainly no good time to announce it and so on. And obviously this is the time of year, I suppose, that the newspapers give to racing. And so therefore, you know, I personally think that there may be an element at work who don't particularly enjoy or like racing. I do think it's interesting timing that every year, you know, whether it was Cobalt or whether it was Aquanita and so on, these things do seem to bob up right after the grand finals, and they do seem to take you know, they take up the headlines just after the grand finals. But in saying that, they're reporting news, they're reporting facts, so I think the industry needs to do more to change there's certainly a reality in that these things wouldn't be reported if they didn't happen. But as I said, you know, I'd keep repeating myself, but I do think that being right in the thick of things, that the majority of horses are looked after, the majority of horses are loved, vast majority, and And that's what we need to make the general public aware of as well as these headlines.
Do you think, like I do, that racing could tell its own story better than it does currently?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, I think the reality is, whether it's cycling, athletics, there are bad news stories that need to be managed and controlled and perhaps more so put into perspective. And I do think that whether it's a Racing Australia issue, Racing New South Wales, Racing Victoria, they could certainly do more to combat what I do think is, in a lot of cases, myths and misinformation.
Could journalists in particular and the media in general better drill down into the horsemanship side of racehorse training and the sport of racing in general? Very much the central thing and theme is often the punt and first past the post, but there are some amazing people involved in the industry. The majority of people are wonderful horsemen and women who have a deep and genuine love for the horse, but that isn't maybe showcased well enough at the moment.
Yeah, look, I think so. I think, it is a sport, and for me, a lot of the participants in the sport don't punt, have no interest or already have enough money invested and so on in the ownership and breeding and in the animals themselves. So, look, I do think that the sport is a lot more than just betting. There's betting on football, there's betting on all sports these days, which is huge, and people see those as sports. But I do think that perhaps whilst they are the lifeblood of the industry, I think that that it could be showcased that there is a sport here, not just an opportunity to have a bet.
To be frank, too, a lot of our listeners this morning who would be breeders and owners, they're gambling in their own way, aren't they, as far as their investment in the industry?
Absolutely. Look, the vast majority of my clients spend more every week and have more on the line, I guess, financially than the vast majority of punters. But as I say, they are an extremely important part of the industry. But as I said, there is a sport there that I know a lot of people love and would be involved in regardless of the financials.
Yeah. Well, interestingly and thankfully, it didn't scare people from attending Caulfield Guineas Day yesterday, and we saw spring racing in Melbourne in full swing despite those awful headlines this week. Moving on to some more positive discussion now, Seamus, and Pride of Dubai, a stallion going places, had an important winner.
Yeah, the Coolmore will be very happy with how their two new boys kicked off. Vancouver having two stakes place juveniles in Sydney last week, and then and Pride of Dubai having a stakes winner yesterday. So both their two new stallions getting on the board early is very important.
Pride of Dubai's winner, a horse called Tanker, winning at Caulfield.
Yeah, bred by Ian Smith, very good breeder. From Northern New South Wales, a little bit out of the sort of normal, I suppose, or the mainstream breeding area, but been very, very good over a number of years and bred this horse and, yeah, in his colours. So he's a very astute guy and come up with Pride of Dubai's first winner.
Last week on the show, Seamus, we talked about Enable's attempt at winning a third arc, and you did predict that it might not go her way, and such was the case.
Yeah, I didn't get the winner right. Sotsass running a nice third, but not managing to win. But yeah, look, I think John Gosden probably spelled that right. The soft ground perhaps got hold of her, but from a parochial point of view, I think that just goes to show what an amazing animal Winx was in being able to turn up. You don't always get conditions to suit, races run to suit, and that ability to string wins together is a very difficult thing to do no matter where you are in the world, and Abel coming up just short. But as I said, for me, it was just a little punctuation mark perhaps on Winx's career.
That's a good point you make about Winx, as parochial as you say it is, but she was an incredible horse. And interestingly, during the week, her breeder, John Camilleri, had a bit of money to throw around at the international sales.
Yeah, look, he obviously sold one for for outstanding, 1.8, 1.6. And it was, you know, the interesting thing for me from a bloodstock point of view has just been how good a sales, Northern Hemisphere sales season these Australian mares have had. We didn't get to see what Atlantic Jewel foal would have made. These mares have had an unbelievable season in the Northern Hemisphere with Australian mares, both at Keeneland and now in England, really making a name for themselves.
And yesterday's Caulfield Guineas winner, Seamus Super Seth, were you impressed by his performance? An important win for Dundeal, the Arrowfield stallion.
He had a good day, didn't he? Also with the Silver Eagle. So he's had an exceptional day, Dundeal. And Arrowfield were pretty happy with themselves. You would expect, perhaps with the ownership, that Super Seth may even end up at Arrowfield. So great day for them.
Okay, any other points you'd like to make before we close off for the week? We could talk for hours, but anything else of note that happened through the week or even yesterday that you'd like to touch on, Seamus?
No, look, I'm just looking forward to next week. I've got to say, when these weeks roll around, just can't, you know, one day's over and you're already looking forward to Monday and the nominations for the following week. So, can't wait for Caulfield Cup Day. Hopefully another big crowd and some more positive news, hopefully, during the week.
Absolutely. That's Seamus Mills joining us with his insider insights for this week on Talking Horses.